Baby, it feels so good to be back, y'all. I started my podcast back in 2019, and I did like 3-4 episodes, and I did good. I did great, actually. But I don't know. A lot of stuff just got lost in translation. A lot of stuff just happened within life. But fuck that, I'm back now, okay? So I want to get into this topic so bad. I feel like this is something that means so much to me and is just so near and dear to my heart. I feel like the only way we can heal as a Black community is if we return to the natural order of things, okay? Like, that is the only way we finna be able to get back to where we were. And not even just where we were, but just, you know, let me not even say that, to be in a better place. We need to return to the natural order of things, period. Okay? We were the rulers of our own life, and we need to get back to that. We need to tap back into ourselves. They stripped us of our religion and demonized it, and then turned around and used our own religion against us, and turned around and made us go against one another, and telling us that God is a fucking white man. Huh? And it's like, just sitting here saying this out loud and then saying it, you know, and really like tapping back into who I am and where I am spiritually and mentally, that shit sounds stupid as hell. How you gonna tell me a white person is my Jesus? No, my Jesus looks like me. You know what I'm saying? My God looks like me. I am God. I am the embodiment of God. I am what God thought was perfection. You're not gonna sit up here and tell me that a white man is my motherfucking God. No. It's just not possible. Like, for me, I had my son in October of 2019, and that jump shifted like my healing journey. Like, I didn't have a choice but to speed up my healing process, and not necessarily in a way where I'm not really taking the time to heal, but it made me more cognizant and more aware in how to utilize my days better instead of just letting life pass me by. Because it's so easy to get caught up in letting life pass us by. Like, these motherfuckers tell us, oh, you got to go to work, you got to do this, you got to live. You know what I'm saying? They sell us the American dream, and they don't even live the American dream. They be telling us what to do from a bird's eye view. They have never lived our lives. They have never lived the struggle that we have lived. And then they tell us that, you know what I'm saying, this is the only way to go. This is the righteous path of God. And it's not. And we wonder why so many people are lost. Like, I have been working. I'm 26. I'm about to be 26. I have been working since I was 16 years old. I had to make a way for myself because, you know what I'm saying, my mama had to do what she had to do. She had 4 kids. She had to do what she had to do. So I had to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, that I was straight myself. So I didn't want to do that, but I forced myself into that. And when I had my son, I quit my job because once he was born in February, COVID had broke out that February that I was supposed to return to work, and my grandfather had passed. And I just wasn't, my baby was like 3 months. I just wasn't comfortable putting him in daycare and leaving him with other people. I'm like, fuck that job. And I had almost put to make 5 years at that job, but something in me told me like, no, this is not what you need to do. This is not the path that you need to be on. You need to be on your own journey. You need to be in your own thing. And I've been telling myself, I'm going to quit this job. I'm going to do this. And I was waiting on the right moment. But it wasn't until the world forced my hand that I felt comfortable enough to take that next step and just relying on my faith a little bit more, because I was so used to the comfortability of going to a job every day and knowing what, you know what I'm saying, what my days were going to look like, what life was going to look like. I was so used to that. I got so comfortable with that. And like I said, it wasn't until I had him that I realized how important it was to be the ruler of your own life. Because once I had him, like, my whole phone used to be filled with nothing but pictures of my baby. And I just lost myself. Like, I did not have a sense of identity outside of him. And I just remember just having a big ass meltdown, like a big breakdown one day. Because my postpartum depression had got really, really bad. And I was about to commit suicide. And when he woke up and he smiled at me, everything everything in me just changed. It just shifted my whole perspective. I don't know what it was about him just waking up at that moment. It just was like, girl, do you know how, you know what I'm saying? And not to say that, you know what I'm saying, people who commit suicide are selfish. But for me, I can definitely say on my part, for me to do that was going to be selfish, because I'm leaving a newborn baby behind in this world. And, you know what I'm saying, I'm taking the coward way out of my life by taking my life and not owning up and taking accountability for what has transpired me to get to where I am now. Because I have to take some ownership. I am an adult now with a kid. This is your life. These are the circumstances that you have created for your life. How are you going to move forward? And it is so easy to get caught up in your wrongdoings and the things that, you know what I'm saying, the negativity, that we act like our positivity doesn't speak to our character as well. Like, I can, you know what I'm saying, yell at my son, or we'll have a moment and he'll still want to be up under me because he still loves me. He knows that it's just a moment. And I have to remind myself of that as well, because I don't feel like we've grown up in a society as Black people where we have been allotted that privilege to just make a mistake, because I don't think we take into consideration how detrimental slavery has been to us. And we are still seeing the effects of it till this very day. And we don't understand how detrimental it is to our mental health. It is fucking us up. We're not that many generations removed. Let me break it down for you this way. My grandfather, I met him in my lifetime. The same grandfather I just told you just passed last year. He left Mississippi at 13 years old. My great grandmother, whom is his mother, I met her in my lifetime. Her parents were slaves. She was born into slavery. So when people sit up here and act like we are that far removed, we're not. That shit still plays on our nervous system. That shit still is in our blood. It is so many things that is rooted in racism that we don't even realize it is, because we are ruled by our subconscious. And if your subconscious rules you and the majority of your life has been spent in traumatic experiences that you don't even realize is traumatic, you're going to be fucked up. You're going to be fucked up. And I feel like a lot of people don't want to take that into consideration, that that is a possibility, because nobody wants to admit that the negativity, because we don't know how to make space for grief outside of death. Because that was another thing that I had to learn. Yeah, I was grieving my grandfather, but I was grieving the old me. I was grieving my teenage me transitioning into my womanhood. I was grieving the fact that I am no longer a just a woman now. I am a mother as well. I'm grieving so many parts of myself that I did not know how to make space for, because nobody gave me an outlet to make space for my grief that wasn't allotted for death. That's why you ever notice, like, when it come to funerals, that be the time Black people get together and they always say, oh, we got to get together. We got to do this. We got to do that, because that's the only time that we make space for sad emotions, for grief. Any other time is you a man, you can't cry. You know what I'm saying? Any other time as a woman, oh, you just still have to keep going. You still have to keep pushing. Death in the physical sense is the only time as Black people that we will stop. Because, you know, we step. We step for eyes when it comes to funerals and shit like that. We step for eyes. But if we're not stepping like that in our waking life and where we exist, if we only allot that celebration and that time to really embrace somebody in their life and give them their flowers when they gone, what's the purpose of living? Because for the longest, we ain't been doing nothing but surviving. We ain't been doing nothing but surviving. We out here following a structure that was never intended for us. We out here following religions and ideologies that were never meant for us. And we wonder why we lost, because we're not in tune with ourselves. We're not in tune with our spirituality. We're not in tune with our gifts. I have been tapping into my spirituality since around 2018. And that's when it got, you know what I'm saying, that's when it got real for me. Like, honestly, that's when everything just started getting really real for me. And I had to lean on my spirituality. Then, you know what I'm saying, then being pregnant and bringing a child into this world, it really made me tap in with my spiritual side and making me realize how important it is to be in tune with my spirit, to be in tune with myself. Like, we was kings. And when I say we was kings, I mean we was the ruler of our own life. Before them motherfuckers came over there and got us. And even now, like, just even looking at the colonization of Africa and all these places. These motherfuckers are still following ideologies of white people. Motherfuckers are still doing shit that just does not fit who we are at our core. And then we wonder why everybody is so into it. It's because people are still internalizing white supremacy. A lot of people's views are still viewed in white supremacy. How people view gay people. How people view, you know what I'm saying, religion and hoodoo and things like that. How we demonize our own selves and we still hold whiteness to a standard. Even though we know that that shit is just not the case. But again, when you know better, you do better. And when you rule by your subconscious, of course, you know what I'm saying, shit is just not going to go in the way that you know what I'm saying, you expect it to go. Like, I had to get honest with myself and realize that everything that I was going through, I wasn't taking the time to really deal with it. I was just putting words to it, but I wasn't really taking the time to really feel stuff, because we don't know how to just, like I said, we don't know how to make space for grief that's outside of, you know what I'm saying, that's outside of a physical death. I feel like in order for us to heal, we have to get back to the natural order of things and what makes us us. To really sit down with yourself and ask yourself, what is it that I want out of this life? Not anybody else. Because like I said, we was kings. We was the ruler of our own lives. We were in control of our own destiny to the point where, because we realized that we are one with God. We are one with the universe. And as long as we listen to ourselves and we listen to the universe and we listen to God, how can you go wrong? How can anybody tell you that you are not, you know what I'm saying, you are not who you are? Nobody can tell you that. You're the only person that lives inside of yourself 24/7. So nobody can sit up here and tell you who you aren't and what you aren't capable of. That's why you have to stop relying so heavily on outside validation and needing somebody to validate you, regardless if it's negative or if it's positive. Because the same people who will have the power to tear you up, to bring you up, they have the same power to tear you down. Once you realize that God is within you, you are God. When you start consulting yourself, when you start talking to your guides, when you start talking to your ancestors, you will realize how much more stuff will make sense for you and how things will keep going in the right direction for you. Once you start leaning on your faith a little bit more, when you start trusting yourself a little bit more, when you stop leaning into that fear. But it's not going to be no healing until we start healing ourselves. Because everybody, I know it sounds cliche, but self-love really is the best love. Because let me say this. A lot of people think they love and like themselves, but they really don't. Because if you will still sit up here and have sex with people that you really don't like, because it's something to do when it's nothing to do. If you will sit up here and talk to a motherfucker that you really don't like, because again, it's something to do when it's nothing to do. Because you can't sit with yourself and you can't be with yourself, then you're not loving yourself how you think you are. And that's just period. And too many people will waste their own time to just, like I said, just to do something because it's nothing to do. Like, a lot of people don't know how to just sit still, to be bored, to be stable, to actually have some consistency within their life. People are always waiting for the other shoe to drop because everything be too good to be true. Stop looking for a catch when it comes to everything and then wondering why everything is just being sabotaged and nothing is going your way, because you're not allowing it to. You're allowing your subconscious to rule you, and your subconscious is trying to keep you safe. You know what I'm saying? It's trying to keep you protected. And if you are living in flight or flight mode and everything that you think is not familiar is a threat, you're going to sabotage it. I just preached. I just said something then, honey. Okay. But once we get back to the natural order of things, when we get back to respecting one another, when we get back to loving one another, that's when shit is going to go exactly how it's supposed to go. Because I used to be one of them motherfuckers who would get on the internet and bash me and say niggas ain't this, niggas ain't that. But once I got to a space where I realized I could be using this time to utilize what I want in a man, because I want a man. Okay. I need me a man. Okay. And I'm not ashamed to say that, because what good is life if you're not love? Like, love is amazing, from friends to romantic to, you know what I'm saying, to familial. It is so amazing. And to have somebody intimately, like, it's no shame in saying that shit. Because what's going to happen is motherfuckers going to end up like a lot of these old ass niggas who wanted to be players and all this back in their day. They going to end up being old as hell and homes riding and nobody coming to see them. Nobody give a fuck about them because you wanted to play with everybody. And now you sitting up here alone and you convince yourself that that you okay with being alone because you never took that time to love on yourself. Because once you really love yourself, you're not going to want to surround yourself with no bullshit. When you realize that your peace is what you choose, you're not going to want to be around anything that does not bring you any peace, period. You're not going to want to do that. You're going to want to be around people who bring you peace, who bring you joy, who bring you happiness, because your brain is trying to keep you alive. It ain't trying to keep you happy. You have to go actually find your happiness. You have to go actually find your joy. So if you're not prioritizing that for yourself, it's never going to happen. You have to actively choose that. That shit is a choice. And we get so wrapped up in, you know what I'm saying? We get so caught up in letting negativity encapsulate us. We project that shit onto other people and we push people away. We sabotage the shit because we living in fight or flight mode. We living in fear. And then don't get me wrong. And then let's not even get into, you know what I'm saying? Everything else like this news and all this shit, they do shit to keep you fearful, to keep you stressed out. Stress kills. When I got pregnant, I was under so much stress. My whole cycle changed. I usually track my cycle, but my cycle changed up. It flipped up on me. And I did not know what the fuck was going on because I'm like, what happened? I felt like my body failed myself. But stress will really motherfucking do that to you. Stress will change your whole body because, again, your body, your mind is trying to keep you safe. It's trying to keep you alive. It ain't trying to keep you happy. That's something you got to go get yourself. So if you, again, when you living in shock, when you living in the state of fear, you just freeze. You're not really living. You got to pour into one another. We ain't our enemies. Like when I be saying next time I diss my op, diss that, you don't even know that young man for real. Beefing over blocks that don't nobody own. Killing motherfuckers. And shit like that for no motherfucking reason. That's what they want us to do. They want us to be into it. They want us to be beefing over these motherfucking blocks because they know what's going to fucking happen if everybody come together. They know the power that we have when we come together. We are the original people. Black women hold the DNA to make every motherfucking race on this motherfucking planet. Henrietta Lacks cells never died. We are the blueprint. They can't thrive without us. The world does not move without black culture. And I feel like we forget that. We criticize one another instead of pouring into one another. And then we wonder why shit is in so much disarray. Because we sitting up here steady bashing each other and saying, instead you want to point fingers at who ain't doing this, who ain't doing that. Niggas ain't shit and bitches ain't shit either. So what we gonna do? How can we move forward? Like, that be my biggest thing. Like, okay, yeah, they this and that. Now what? Nobody wants to talk about the now what. Nobody wants to figure out how to move on. Because like I said, I'm not in a state in my life where I'm just trying to survive, sweetie. I'm trying to live my life to my fullest potential and to my fullest extent. Fuck all that. I'm not just trying to survive. I did that shit for years. I did that shit for most of my motherfucking life. Living in fear, living on edge, feeling like I'm waiting for the other motherfucking shoe to drop, bitch. I don't have time for that anymore. I'm living my life. I'm doing shit. I'm taking risk. No risk, no rewards. Like, I just, it just makes me so sad because it's just like, I'm just ready for us to tap back into where we was spiritually, because I feel like once motherfuckers get picked back up on that hoodoo and once motherfuckers get back into that shit, man, we gonna be unstoppable. You feel me? We gonna be unstoppable. We gonna be unstoppable. They can't stop us. They still can't stop us. Because what people don't understand is we are a resilient motherfucking bunch of motherfucking people. The fact that we are descendants of enslaved people and we still alive and thriving at that. I give my people that. We might have our issues, but we still out here finding a motherfucking way. The fact that we endured over 400 years of that shit and still here to this day, that's a blessing. I don't think we understand how we take that shit for granted. That shit is a motherfucking blessing to be here, to stand here. We in pain. And we don't even realize it. We don't even realize how the effects of slavery still get us to this day. We ain't that far removed. Like I said, we not that far removed. I'll never forget one time I took my grandfather out for his birthday. And something had came out about the lady who said Emmett Till had whistled at her. And she said that he didn't. And I asked my granddaddy, like, you know, where was he at when it happened? Emmett Till people lived. My grandfather was in Mississippi at the time. Emmett Till people lived. His family and shit lived like a couple towns over. Like, he said he grew up playing with their family. Like, he knew they fucking family. He heard on the radio about what happened to him. So when they sit up here and act like all, and that's why they put all the pictures in black and white and try to make it seem like all that shit was so long ago. Like, even slavery aside, Jim Crow still happened. The war on drugs still happened. All of those things still transpired after slavery. So this is still stuff that still affects our mental to this day. And they want to act like we so far removed from it. And just to forget what they did to us. And we can't. We need to acknowledge it. We need to embrace it. We need to accept it and find a way to heal and move on. Because the bickering and going back and forth, it does nothing for us. And we was kings. I'm going to say it again. We was kings. I don't want us to keep living in survival mode. I want us to live. To thrive. To keep going. And it's like now, like I said, it's a new renaissance emerging from this pain. Okay? From this rain. It's a new day coming. It's a reckoning coming. And I feel it. And I feel like we so close. But I feel like these things need to be talked about more. It's so fortunate for us to be here. And I'm just ready. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready. Okay? To do my shit. To live my life. And just being able to love on my people. And giving back to the community. And pouring into our mental health. Because mental health and physical health go hand in hand. Period. They go hand in hand. When I'm working out, that shit do something for my mind. When I'm meditating, it do something for my body. It do something for my spirit. I'm tapping in with myself. Like, we got to get back to self. Because once you pour into you, because you can't pour from an empty cup. So when you pour into you, it's so easy for you to pour into other people. Because your cup ain't never empty. When you loving on you, it's easy for you to love on other people. That's why I emphasize self-love so much and really getting to, you know what I'm saying, and really making sure that you really feel that about yourself. Because like I said, people will say they feel that way, but you couldn't. Because when you really love yourself, it ain't no L off you. A motherfucker can't take no motherfucking L off you. You know how to bounce back. You know how to keep it moving. You know how to move and with emotional intelligence and to be stable. But that shit start with you. It shit start with us. It's time that we get back to that. We get back into loving ourselves so we can love on each other. Because that's the only way we're going to heal. Hate not gonna do that shit. Hating each other got us to where we are now. It keeps us in a perpetual state of bullshit because we don't know how to love on one another because we haven't sat and said, you know what I'm saying? It's like I said, instead of pointing the fingers, it's supposed to be us against the problem, not us against each other. And I feel like we lost our way. But we always know when to come back home. We know how to come back home. We going to come back home, y'all. We going to figure it out. Thank y'all for tuning in. We finna keep this going. Let me know whatever y'all want to hear. I'm down to discuss because we doing this. And I'm going to keep this going. We rehabilitating. We just doing it for ourselves. We the people. We was kings. Okay?